Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I can do it.
So proud.
I can refrain. Yeah. I'm a refrainer.
You did. Sweet little
might be the most excited Richie's ever been in studio.
Got it. It's in my bag. So you know what's also... Thanks, buddy. You know what's also in my bag? Scolding the audience when they do bad.
It is, right.
So let me have a whack at a French connection. Things that... There you go. French related, you know, not like, all right, Paris Olympics coming up in like 4 months. So no one cared about that today. And no one wanted to say that. The French Revolution? Like we're 3 hours and 34 minutes into the show, no one said the French Revolution or Napoleon? My guy. My guy, Napoleon, my dude.
He was not French, though. I mean, it would be a good answer, but not French.
Because I read an 847-page book on Napoleon, so I get to.
Did other people read that book?
Yeah.
Are they all? Is that all their guy?
They don't talk about it like I do. Like I'm just looking for credit. You know my game, John. All I'm doing is trying to, you know, like seem like a learned man. That's probably the thickest book I have.
You put that on the shelf to show?
Prominently displayed.
Your reading prowess?
If I read 847 pages, I want some credit for it. Give me some freaking credit when you walk in my apartment. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Big win, Sixers last night, what they did. Let's get to Glenn in Wilmington. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say, man, first of all, we are a 7th seed on the books, but Joel Embiid being out is reason why we claim the 7th seed.
That's right.
Yes. We cannot play like crap like that against a lower seeded team. If we're going to go in New York and think that we can play like that and win something, man, the only thing we're going to win is first person home.
Everything except I call the 2 seed the higher seed.
I was just about to say.
You want to call it the lower
seed.
Face
a lower
I know what you mean, and maybe you're technically accurate, but I get your point, Glenn. Obviously, the Sixers need to play better when they face different competition. But Glenn, I will say this. The good news is, I don't believe they'll play a truly great team until Boston, and that's still a whole month from now. No one will. I mean, the Knicks. Listen, they're pretty good. Okay, they are. They're pretty good, but I don't think they're more than pretty good. And that's why the Sixers could win it, even if the Sixers don't play their best.
Understand. And at the end of the day, that team's still developing, so I think we're definitely the better team there.
Well, it depends on Joel's physicality. You know, it really does. Glenn, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Actually, my answer, I hope nobody said it, but I was hoping if you could help me out by spelling it. Ménage à trois.
Well, it's already been said, so it's off the board. Yeah. I'm better at doing it than spelling it, but you tell me. Settle down. Settle down. The what, Glenn?
I'm telling.
The French kiss. Has
also been said. You got one more shot.
All right, my shot would be, little C Joe, I ain't got no go.
And I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm telling Amy. Wait, maybe, do you think Amy heard that?
Free Amy.
Okay. I think she'd still be more morally offended.
She probably wouldn't be thrilled that it's being discussed in the air.
Yeah, maybe like spread to the Delaware Valley. Yeah.
But also, Jim Calhoun has something to weigh in here on this one.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Like, I think he thinks it never happened.
Oh. He might not be the only one.
And I think Jim Calhoun.
And Jim knows.
Jim Calhoun would be correct. Although right. There was one. One missed opportunity.
What?
And it was a whole thing. But we'll
I bet it was a whole thing.
We'll move on. Let's go to Scott right now.
Try and move on.
Scott's calling from Green Lane. Hi, Scott in Green Lane.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, is that a street or is that a town?
It's a town up here in Upper Montgomery County.
All now, right. Do you also have a street called Green Street or Green Lane within Green Lane?
No.
Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet there's a Green Street.
Maybe a
there
green
is in
lane.
Philly. I mean, we got a Green Street here.
Yeah, Green Drive.
Green Lane, too.
You
know?
Well, yeah. I just hope you didn't mix me up with Green Lane down towards Philly there. But anyway, what prompted me to call was your stadium thing. I just hope, please, please tell me they don't have blue and gold uniforms.
I don't know. There's only so far my Brazil knowledge goes.
I mean, when you said they couldn't wear green down in that stadium.
Yep.
I instantly thought of blue and gold and what that would look like. I turned the Phillies game on and I went.
No, help me understand. What's the connection with blue and gold?
The City Connect, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
the Phillies. The Phillies.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you, my man.
Yeah, so I just hope they don't come up with some stupid Thursday night uniform to go down there. You know what I mean?
Friday night.
No, well, they won't do that. What they would do is just put on the roadies.
Okay.
So it's not like
the other.
But then the other team,
green.
Like, yeah, could they both wear white?
Yeah.
No.
That's my point.
No, they can't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and you can't put a green stripe on it. What are you going to wear, black?
I mean, both teams' helmets are green.
Scott.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could do the black alternate.
Maybe.
But what about Green Bay?
All right, Scott. You bring up good points here. Give me an answer for something with a French connection.
Well, one guy stole my Pepe. You stole Napoleon from me. I've been waiting over 30 minutes with that answer. Yep. So now I have to go with the Pink Panther.
Yeah, the right. Pink Panther.
I like that.
I love that song, too. Pink Panther, what a cool
da-dun.
Song.
Oh,
very distinctive.
Very. Does the 20-year-old know the Pink Panther?
No way.
I think you're right. Do they recognize the song?
Probably not.
I bet they do. I bet there's something online, something that happened that it was attached to. I don't know, a video clip somewhere.
Seltzer, do you think the Pink Panther, because I know you rotate James during Beat the Hammer, like mostly it's the Darth Vader music, sometimes it's the Benny
Hill
music.
To throw a little Pink Panther in there?
Sometimes it's, you know, when I'm General Patton coming out, but the Pink Panther song.
I could dig this.
It might, like I kind of slink.
It's as iconic as it gets for me.
But it is more appropriate than Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pink Panther was kind of fumbling and bumbling,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A little bit. It wasn't like he was, you know. The coolest guy.
And I lost last week.
Or Panther.
Pink Panther. I'm going to write that down. I mean, listen, the audience might have. I mean, I don't.
It's a good song.
Yeah, Pink.
And it is a walk-up type feel.
It is. All right. It's something to consider.
That's appropriate.
Well, that's my point.
I like it a lot.
For how people perceive me. There's a difference between actually appropriate for me and how people root against me and want me to slink in there and lose. Like, by the way.
You want me to say I agree?
Yeah, you'd say whatever you want.
Like
could
the
you,
perception,
could you imagine
reality.
If someone at Citizens Bank Park, that was their walk-up music every time? That'd be great.
Yeah,
the
you could do
Pink
it.
Panther walk-up music.
It is pretty good. I mean, that's as self-effacing as it gets.
Like,
if
here
you're
comes,
walking up
here
with
comes
that.
Bryce Harper.
I really think it's good.
And I'm taking it.
I mean,
for Beat the Hammer, I'm claiming it.
Can you imagine this?
Get it in the rotation, James.
Battle him. Can you imagine
battle him
walk up?
Yeah, that's too reverent for a baseball game. You know, that's.
I think Pink Panther might be the answer.
All right, let's get to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Whoa, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
Quite
hey,
a
John.
Bit, man. It's all good, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hugh Wilson's in that studio with you. How everybody Hello. Doing today? Hey, listen. Great game yesterday. I'm not going to go through it and say it was, you know, something like the greatest game that Joel has ever played in the playoffs. So I'm not going there, okay? Great game. I was a little worried, you know, at the beginning. But I tell you, they got to get it together going against the Knicks. Okay, I was encouraged to see them win. They got to get it together going against the Knicks. And another thing is, Joe, drives me crazy, Joe, up a wall, okay? I need Embiid with more of a competitive edge. I don't need your soap opera love story with Jimmy Butler on the floor. You know what I mean? I just don't need that right there, man. You know,
I didn't see that last night. You thought he was a little too friendly?
Man, you know, as soon as he get hurt, he want to help the guy up, and it's just too much.
Well,
man,
it was a potentially serious injury. I mean, there is a human side. If the guy, like, we didn't know initially if he blew out his knee or
friends.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, but not Michael Jordan wouldn't care if, you know, he's best friends with
Satan. Well, Jordan was playing. Jordan played you in all those years.
Jimmy Butler, when he's got a chance to sniper you, he's going to snipe you.
That's right.
Okay, he don't care. You know, you could be concerned after the game. I mean, but during the game, man, come on, man. Like, it's just, I'm tired of seeing that, man. You know, help the guy up every time you hit him down. Like, come on, man. It's a competitive basketball game. I mean, we don't have no friends in the situation right now, you know? And let me tell you something. Anytime Jimmy got a chance to sniper you, he's going to do it. So, I mean, you know, I just want Joel to realize that, you know, this guy could be your friend. But on the court,
no, I get your point. All right, Chuck, give me something with a French connection. You can win the Aerosmith tickets.
You guys owe me tickets already. You owe me tickets from the last documentary thing Devaney just sent me. But you know what? I'll take a gift card at McGurk's if you don't send me the tickets. You know what I mean?
You'll call for your prize. Why don't you just take $10,000 while you're at it?
When are you going to send me? When are you going to send me?
I will put you on hold.
You don't even know what you're talking about,
and we
Chuck.
Can have some. We can deal with this. Like if we're
the
delinquent.
It was a documentary.
Yeah, wait, we'll do it off the air,
Chuck. It doesn't sound like it was our show, though,
yeah,
Chuck.
All right. Oh, well, that's a whole nother matter. All right, Chuck goes on hold. Seltzer, let Wechter deal with that. You probably don't want to deal with that. One quick question before time's yours. You know, as a boss, I'm thinking of the Miami Heat. And, John, like, when you see Pat Riley in the stands, that guy's a boss guy.
He sure is.
So, Ray, I got a question for you because you were there. So is he surrounded by just hundreds of Sixers fans in his section? Do you have any idea, like – I mean, like, he and Alonzo Mourning
was pretty, like, I wasn't looking at him because I didn't never watch the TV.
Like, John, how much security do you think they have? Because, I mean, Pat Riley looked like,
court.
I know, but he's still in the stands.
Yeah,
to
it was, I thought it was weird too, Joe.
Like, that's Pat Riley.
Yeah, but it's also Alonzo Mourning.
It is Alonzo Mourning, but I'm just saying, it's also,
it's got
like,
some muscle.
It's also 1,000 people within, you know, 100 feet of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right.
He's pretty comfortable in that setting, though.
No, I hear. He's been there before. Yeah. Time's Yours coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute to Time's Yours, plus the montage of what went down last night. One more time before we get out of here. All that up ahead in just a moment. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you got a big old problem with your teeth, you need a major solution, know this. PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, they can provide that solution for you. So get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. After a big-time comeback last night, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall during that Nick Nurse halftime speech. He probably reached down everybody's throat and ripped their hearts out and said, if you want these back, you got to go out and compete. You got to go out and take it. It's not going to be easy. We took it! We're going to win!
It would be fascinating to know his style in those moments because, John,
it's not that. I think he's drawing things up, and it's really smart, and guys are putting their heads together.
I disagree.
Coaches.
I think it was some yelling.
Well, I think Nick Nurse is very measured in the way that he approaches things, and the X's and O's are so locked down. Like, he's so smart.
I know. But
if there's yelling, it's very measured, and he chooses his spots.
Maybe, but I'll just say this. Knowing that losing that game means you got to play the Celtics, if you even win in 2 days, I think that was a code red at halftime.
That's an urgent moment.
It was very urgent.
Yeah.
There's our leader, Jalen Hurts, already putting out some excuses real early, and no team didn't even start yet. Ooh, we got a new coordinator. I got to learn stuff. It's not like you have the best weapons this franchise has ever seen. I don't know.
All right.
Nicolas Batum, the first Frenchman to save the city of Philadelphia since General Lafayette did the same thing in the actual year, 1776. Time is certainly yours.
I love it. Listen, Lafayette was said earlier, potential winning answer on our show, and with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
If you ever want to read a good book on the Revolutionary War, something called Valley Forge, and all about Washington and Valley Forge and Lafayette coming over and all that good stuff. It's pretty fascinating. All right. Let's get to how it sounded one more time, because it was a thrilling comeback. It was a disastrous first half, and much of it is captured, as we're going to need one final time. A listen back, a montage to last night.
Harris had it. Harris goes back up. Missed a layup. Gets it again. Harris will try again. Missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal, gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. It's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So, Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again. That's all that means.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken. Free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits! And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game. Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to 2. B, here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 three-pointers off the bench. And B tries a 3. Got it.
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again! 5 three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes, one dribble. Puts up another 3. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by four. Batum on the drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good, and one. Chance for a three-point play as the Sixers go back up by one. Here goes Hero. Fires up. Blocked by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight in Philadelphia. He's not paying for dinner or drinks.
1 point game with 0.3 seconds remaining. Ball knocked loose. And that'll do it. The game is over and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here in the play-in game.
An awesome victory. Scary as hell getting there, but they pulled it out. Batum! He did it, man. He really did. All right, let's get right to turn and two here because, actually, not to turn and two, to give a winning answer because we had so many great answers said through the show. So let's just get right to it. So, again, we were looking in honor of Nicholas Batum for a French connection. Now, a lot of good answers, the French kiss, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Statue of Liberty, the
that's
French.
A big one.
That's a big one. French fries, Ben Franklin, who spent a lot of his life in France. The Lafayette and other Frenchmen role in the winning of the Revolutionary War and really turning the war around. That's a very big answer. Les Mis, Mardi Gras, the Battle of Normandy is
huge
an enormous answer.
Huge.
Mardi Gras is a huge answer.
Over the Battle of Normandy?
All right, so I'm inclined to go Battle of Normandy. Rhea, what are you thinking here?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to.
It really is.
Yeah, I think that and Lafayette are probably there. My two favorites.
You know what? They did us a favor. Let's talk about when we paid them back with a favor. Battle of Normandy, U.S. going over there, saving Europe, 1944, D-Day, the whole deal. All right, congratulations to Dennis. A lot of great answers to that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.